Hello.
Hi, is this Donna?
Speaking.
Hi, Donna. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Department. How are you doing today?
Sorry. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Donna, is it a good time? Can we have a detailed discussion regarding your ongoing project?
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Donna, should I go first? I spoke to the teams that are working on your project, so I have a detailed analysis on your project. Should I go first, or do you want to go with your concerns first?
No, you can go first.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Donna, I see that you signed up with us in the month of October last year, and that was for the standard book publication package of 3 books. And the total amount that you paid for it was $19.99. Later down the line, you signed up for the ISBN services, and the total amount was for $17.88, in which we have provided you 9 ISBN, 3 each for your books. And then I believe you were working with Carl at that point of time, so you raised a concern that you're getting the ISBN free of cost or at a lower cost, and you were a bit escalated in regards to that. As a resolution, we provided you 3 months marketing as a compensation, just for a gesture of goodwill. Then we moved on. At this point of time, your 2 books are already published. The 3rd book is in the editing process, and I believe you mentioned to your project manager or a file that you needed the 2 books that are published to be taken down as you want to change the name of the characters. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, may I know the reason why you would like to change the name of the characters?
I was using my grandson's names, and my daughters changed their mind and didn't think it was a good idea to have their kids on the Internet.
Okay. Didn't you have this confirmed before the publication took place? Because we had your final approval. Okay.
I did, but they changed their mind.
Okay, all right. That is completely understandable. Donna, you do understand that in a situation like this, this is like a change of mind situation, right? This is not a failure from the team or anything like that. It's not their fault. So hence, the additional cost applies here for the republication because we have to take the book down, change the characters, and then re-upload it again. And obviously, the publishing team will have to do an additional work here, and that's the reason why you were having this discussion with your files. So what exactly is your concern at this point of time?
First of all, the books aren't on. I don't think it's a big thing to change names. You have to go in to find, change to blank, and put the published book back on. I didn't interrupt you.
I understand.
I did not interrupt you, right?
Yes, but I'm just telling you a small thing for your understanding as well. If a book is published, even if I need to add a comma or a full stop, a period, I will have to take the entire book down and then re-upload it. So that's the costing, hence the costing is there. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
First of all, there's 2 mistakes in the books, and they were saying I okayed it, which I did, but at the same time, I was sick. And I don't think a proofreader was used, or they would have found these mistakes. Supposed to take October. They were supposed to be on before Christmas. This is March. They're still not on. They said that's because I kept adding because they weren't doing it. So I got bored and added to the thing. The ISBN, don't give me a long spiel about it. 5 other publishing companies said you can get them for $150 to $250. So the $17.50 is out of line.
How? Because if you divide the $17.88 with 9 ISBN, the costing that I'm getting is $198. So you're getting 1 ISBN at $200. So what's the fuss about the ISBNs?
Well, the $17.59 is there's 3 books, and that's 3 times
yes.
$250.
No. You're doing the calculation wrong. See, $17.88, in that total amount, you're getting 9 ISBNs. So if you divide 9 by $17.88, the
I
amount...
I don't want 9. I want three.
Why three?
Where did you get this nine?
So you won't have a hardcover version or an audiobook online?
Pardon?
You're not going
I have
to
three
have...
books. Three
yes.
books. So I need three ISBN.
Who told you that if there are three books, there will only be three ISBNs? ISBN is signed on different formats. For example, ebook does not have an ISBN, so let's take the ebook version out. Paperback and hardcover and the audiobook, all three of them go with an ISBN. Hence,
There was no hardcover and there was no audio.
So you're not going to be doing that later down the line as well? You won't be publishing your book?
That's up to me. That's up to me. You can't just charge me.
Yes, so you could have clarified that at that point of time. That's completely fine. If you're not using those ISBNs or if you want to do that later down the line, we can provide you the ISBNs along with the imprint. Because, see, Donna, all of this has been already filed and no one overcharged you. If the amount for each ISBN is $198, how come? $198 for one ISBN, how is that overcharged?
$200 for one ISBN. That's
that
fine.
And
for three books, for three is $600. How do you get $1,750?
Why are you counting one ISBN per book? I'm telling you that we file three ISBNs per book. I understand
that
you're
is
not
up to you. Did I? First of all, okay let's start right, just a minute, right at the beginning of the contract. It
mm-hmm.
says, three books published, 1,919. Couple of lines
right.
down said, there'll be no other charges. This is
mm-hmm.
the final amount.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're charging me for ISB. It's not in the contract. There's nothing in the contract that says
paperback. Let me explain that to you, okay? I understand where you're coming from now. See, 80% of the authors that we get, they do their legal registration on their own. For example, they file their copyrights, they file the LCCN, they file their ISBN numbers. They bring that to us, 80% of them. And since this is a third-party service, it's not something that we do in-house. So we do not proactively tell the client to do that. When there's when we see a margin that the book is about to be published, that is when we ask the author, where are the documentations that you have filed? If you haven't filed, then we can actually help you out with that. So that's where the additional amount came in. You could have simply
in
said
the
no.
contract, the contract that I
mm-hmm.
signed,
mm-hmm.
where does it say any of that?
Well, it doesn't.
Does it say?
Okay, is this your first time publishing?
I'm a new author. I've never
okay.
authored. I've
got
never
it.
Published a book before.
Got it.
So you're saying because
where the miscommunication
happened. You keep interrupting me. That's rude.
I'm
a new author. I've never authorized a book.
Okay.
I go by what you say in the contract,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere was it wrong. I phoned to get an ISP number,
mm-hmm.
and I saw 150. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm Canadian, using an American published company,
mm-hmm.
I can't get it.
I understand.
The publishing company has to.
Mm-hmm.
So last minute, when you got the book, last minute, I think it's going to be published before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You send me this email with this big, long ISP number, is 4,000, but because it's Christmas, I give you this amount off, all this bullshit. So I paid it
mm-hmm.
because I thought I wanted the books before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get them before Christmas, I paid that. Then I did some research and found out the real cost of... you know what? I can't do this. I have Parkinson's, and it flares up. Every time I have a fight with you guys, I end up sick. That is why I was sick at Christmas, because the books were not out before Christmas, which you promised.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
would have been out just 2 weeks before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's March.
Mm-hmm.
It's March.
the two books, I understand where you're coming from, and I don't mean to upset you, Donna, since you were talking about a legal proceeding and all of that, so I wasn't understanding where you're coming from, but I see that you're clearly frustrated, and it's not something major, it's just the miscommunication. Nobody guided you in the right way. So let's
$2,000 is a lot to me. That's not just
I do understand that.
It's not a small thing.
When you raised this concern, Donna, we gave you compensation, a compensation service, which you accepted, right? 3 months marketing. Do you know that the costing, what is the costing for 3 months marketing package? It's $2,500. We're giving that to you as a gesture of goodwill so that you are satisfied. Although, if I look at the calculation, since you're saying that the ISBNs are expensive, if you calculate it, it's not expensive at all. For you, I understand it is, but $198 each ISBN, it makes sense. Although, you do not want to publish any audiobook or hardcover version.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Just a minute. Just stop. You've upset me again. Do you know how many times I've been upset? I can't handle this anymore.
I am sorry.
Just go and just finish. Publish them all. I don't care if they've got tons of mistakes. Proofread them. Publish them. Keep the damn money and market them. And don't contact me.
It's not about the money, Donna. I'm here.
It's about, come on. It's not about the money. Your service is the shit. And I, you know what? What makes me the maddest is I never get mad. you can tell. I play bridge. I have tons of friends. I never get mad. Yet since I put this bloody book on, it's taken all the fun out of writing it. And I'm mad. And I'm upset. And I'm stressed. I was stressed before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm stressed again. So I don't want to hear. Just do whatever you want to do.
Okay,
I don't care.
Here's what I'm doing for you. I'm so sorry about
that. I don't
care. Let's just wrap
it up. Email me if you... No, don't phone me. You can email me.
Donna, just hear me out. I'm not saying anything to upset you right now. I'm just telling you what I'm about to do. And then you don't have to see my face again. You don't have to talk to me again, okay? I just came in because there was a concern. You were moving forward with a legal case. I had to come here and ask you what exactly it is that you want. Number one, I'm getting your republication done for the first two books. Just send me the name of the characters or send it to your project manager. I'll have that done free of cost just because you're frustrated, okay? I'm having that sorted out. I'm having your third book on the go. We'll publish that. Regarding the ISBN numbers, I will deliver the ISBNs that haven't been used on the book so far to you with the imprint. So later down the line, when you want to publish an audiobook,
don't send me ISP numbers. Put it on audiobooks or whatever. It does me no good to send it because I'm not going to do any more books.
Okay.
Because I can't health-wise.
Okay, all right. Don't worry about it. You've spoken to me. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your time at this point of time. And trust me, Donna, I know we got off on a wrong foot, but I don't mean to persuade you or force you into anything. I don't want you to be stressed out. I'm going to have this looked into personally, and I'm going to make sure that nobody's bothering you regarding this, okay?
Don't even send me the edit. You edit it. You proofread it. I don't want any more. I don't want any emails from you. I don't want any phone calls. Just
okay.
Do whatever you think's best.
But we will be sending emails, Donna. At least allow us to do that. Just the emails. Nobody's going to ask you for any kind of money. Nobody's having any kind of detailed discussions with you.
Okay. Just let me go. Let me go
okay.
now. Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Donna. Take care. Bye-bye.